we try and cover all the AOs and all the locations within that. It's just to be out there with the boys and keeping their boots on the ground.
Essentially, when you're out and about, what kind of injuries and treatment are you giving out to the guys and girls?
Well, they present with all sorts of things, but there definitely is a trend. I mean, all the kit and equipment that the boys and girls are carrying is quite heavy, obviously designed for their back protection and things like that, but it does take wear and tear on the body. And we're just there to give them some exercises to mitigate any of those injuries from occurring.
Now, it's quite hard, isn't it, when you're obviously they're doing long tours, long days, and some of these problems do arise, for them to maybe seek this treatment. And a lot of people don't know that it's available and that you're out and about doing that kind of job.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing that they can do is, as soon as they present with any of these niggles, is not to be worried or scared about them. Just go to their MOs or their med centres, the CMTs, the MAs in these locations, talk to them, find out when we're going to be in their location, and our job is just to treat them, make their lives that much easier.
I guess if you are on the ground, the worry is that you're going to get a sick note. You're either going to get sent back here to Bastion, or even worse still, sent back and not be able to continue with your work.
Yeah, I mean, that's worst case scenario, but that's really not why we're out there, and that very rarely happens. I mean, we're a two-man team, one ERI, one physio. We're there to address the issues, keep the boys and girls out there, boots on the ground, doing their job, whether that is utilising their own training, which they're doing, or just some manual techniques, few exercises, and we just keep them doing their job.
Right, now you've mentioned the fact you're in a two-man team. I'm going to go to the other half of the team.
Hi, Sergeant Colin Suffield for the Royal Army Physical Training Corps.
Now, as you mentioned, you're out and about. Here we are in the comforts of the gym and the facility here in Bastion. How challenging is it to do your job out in the field?
It's not as challenging as people would think it would be, because most of the FOBs have got the kit that I need to make them better, to be honest. Biggest concern with me is the fact that the guys are fearful to come forwards towards us, and there's no need really. I mean, you look at most professional athletes, they've all had injuries in the past, they're professionals. You look at Johnny Wilkinson, you look at David Beckham, people like that, they're injured. The guys are professional soldiers, professional athletes, some might say, in some cases. All they need to do, come forwards, address those niggles with us, and we can sort them out, keep them out there, you know.
So you've got quite a busy tour because you are out and about so often. And is it enjoyable compared to maybe where you're normally based in London?
Yeah, it is a little bit more different. It's a bit more acute, so I'm actually being able to make a difference. When it's more chronic, it's a bit harder to treat. So with the guys, like I'm saying, you know, just a couple of minutes out of your time is going to hopefully keep your mind focused on the job and not your lower back pain or your knee pain.
So Charlie, when you do arrive to the various locations, would you say you're a bit of a morale for the guys?
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, the guys are out there and they must know that they're being thought about, and services like this are available to everyone, and especially them, and they're at the forefront of our minds, and that's our primary role out here. The moral component is so important to these lads, and that we must not forget that.
And it's quite good, isn't it? Because normally if they're on a base doing their thing, it's normally up to them to come to you with a problem, but on ops it's the other way around. You're coming to them to give them the help they need.
Definitely. I mean, we're out there for them. We push forward as far as we're able to go, and we just want to deliver our service to all the boys on the ground. And you know, if that lifts their spirits, then fantastic.